Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Today, the Roman Catholic Church is celebrating the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. The intention for today's Holy Mass, let us offer our precious treasures to the Holy Infant in our daily life. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, as the Blessed Mary and the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
who on this special day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star. Grant your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your solemn glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you, the Lord shines. And over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall drop and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all the Jerusalem with him, assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child, When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage. After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child of Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Be seated, please. The word imperfumi, which means be shown, revealed himself by God himself to all the nations. Today, three Magi went to Jerusalem and pay him the homage and also gave the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the holy baby. Now, today we are celebrating the liturgy, the holy mass here in front of the manger. We are not offering the gifts of gold materially, frankincense materially, and myrrh materially, but our very precious treasure in our heart, which means our soul, our body, particular our subjective volition, our willingness and choice in our day. The precious gifts offered by three Magi, so symbolic, faith, hope, and love. But now today we are offering our personal, subjective faith, hope, and love to him. In today's life is so difficult, not so easy, full of special pressure in our studying, workers, and also other areas. The intention for today is we come to the church, not only for being law abidance or law Ten Commandment abidance, but we should choose our personal way to offer ourselves to God. The holy infant lying on the manger table, not only as requiring for you offer your money, banquet, etc. to me, but our subjective volition, our choice. Particularly when we face the difficulties, face different kind of temptations, whatever among the spouses, working background, or studying. Firstly, we, for the intention, we live for God, not for ourselves. If we live for ourselves, but the material is so limited, we cannot obtain, so we will be disappointed. But if we live for the sake of God, the love of God, even sometimes difficult still going on surrounding us, we also be enjoyable, very happy, because the Lord Jesus Christ has already suffered in his total life. So this precious gift treasure is our choice. In the early morning, we choose getting up early avoid being lazy. Before lunch or breakfast, supper, we choose give thanks to Lord. Avoid ignoring anything God said. Before we're going to bed, we give thanks to Almighty God, because even so many difficulties suffers in our daily life, but still we are alive. Before we're going to bed, we give thanks. Also, we offer our dreams to Almighty God. This is a special star. A star appeared in our life, time, and space. Everybody, in one day, each day, individual day, we are looking for the special star led by God, by the Holy Spirit. Where is the special star? Among the spouses, maybe one husband's gesture to the wife's, the so gentle gesture to the wife, is a special star. And the wife will say to husband, "I'm so sorry, do apologize." This special being sorry is also star. When the very little girl, little boy say to us, "Let us give thanks to Almighty God," this is special star given by God. In the early morning, as the bell ringing, we call this a special star. Wake me up. Let us wake up, get up, and go to the church. This also is a star. My dear brothers in Christ, let us look for the special star in our daily life and follow the star. Approach to God, the foundation of love and holy baby. And also let us offer our special gifts to Almighty God by our choosing good, avoiding badness, looking for special star. May God bless us.
Credo in unum Deum, Patre omnipotente, Fator et Genii et Terrae, Visibilium omnium, et Seguro.
Let our response be, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the Holy Church. May she be a beacon of light, proclaiming the good news of Christ to all people and breaking down barriers of race, ethnicity, and nationality. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the world leaders. May the Lord help them to work toward justice, equality, and harmony, fostering a global community where all nations find a home in peace. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those suffering from division. May the risen Christ unite those marginalized by racial, social, or religious discrimination. May they experience the healing power of God's love and the support of a compassionate community. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for Christian unity. May all followers of Christ come together as coheirs of salvation, united as members of one body, to share in the divine plan revealed to the apostles. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our parish community. May we reflect God's visions of salvation in our words and actions, welcoming all with open hearts and celebrating the diversity of God's creation. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In the silence of our hearts, let us now pray for our own personal intentions. Guide us to live out your vision of salvation for all creation. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty ever-living God, hear our prayers and grant us what we are asking for through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Lord, look favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but the whole who by them is proclaimed, the sacrificed, and received Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It's truly right and just, our duty, our salvation. Always and everywhere to give you thanks, O Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of your salvation in Christ as a light for the nation. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his throne and dominions. And so with angels, archangels, with thy dominions, and with all the hold of power of heaven, within him your glory, and without end, we acclaim.
Holy, therefore, the gifts we pray by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
the mystery of faith.
Celebrate the memorial of his dead resurrection. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with our Pope Francis, bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, mighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Salutaribus Mundi. Divina istutione formati audemus dicere.
We may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours,
now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each a sign of peace in Christ.
Peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
Please behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but always the word my soul shall be healed.
To maintain reverence when receiving the Holy Communion, for Catholics, kindly bow before the altar and respond, Amen. When the priest or Eucharistic minister says, the body of Christ, and kindly consume the sacred host before returning to your seats. For non-Catholics, kindly bow before the altar and put your arm crossed on your chest to receive a blessing from the priest. Today is the first Sunday of the month. For those of you who are celebrating your birthday or anniversary on January, we would like to invite you to come forward and receive the blessing from the Father. To receive the final blessing.
Let us pray. Go before us with a heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and reveal with the affection the mystery in which you have willed us to participate, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mercies ended, go in peace.
Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.